In the rugged borderlands where civilization ends, two worlds collide with devastating consequences. The Ballinger family has ruled Hell's Mouth for generations from their mountain fortress of Torzwatch, answering to no king and following only their ancient code. Meanwhile, in the kingdom of Venda, a former street beef named Kazi has risen to become one of the queen's elite Rothtan royal enforcers, trained to complete the most dangerous missions. When Kazi is sent to capture a notorious war criminal hiding in Hell's Mouth, she never expects to find herself chained to Jossie Ballinger, the newly appointed ruler whose family harbors the very fugitive she seeks. Their forced proximity ignites something neither can control, even as their loyalties pull them in opposite directions. What begins as mutual distrust transforms into a dangerous dance of deception and desire that threatens everything they hold dear. Kazi of Bright Mist, once known as Ten, was orphaned at 6 when her mother was killed by a Pervisi driver. She became one of Venda's most notorious thieves, stealing items of sentimental value as retribution against wrongdoers. Her life changed when Queen Leah caught her attempting to infiltrate the palace and offered a choice: prison or joining the Rattan, the queen's elite guard. Under Leah's mentorship, Kazi transformed her thieving skills into tools of justice, mastering ancient texts, weapons, and espionage despite her claustrophobia, panic attacks when walls aren't nearby, a remnant of her street life. Now, Kazi rides with fellow Rattan, Natia the archer, Ren the knife expert, and Sinov the strategist, pursuing Captain Ilarion, a traitor who orchestrated the continent's bloodiest war. Intelligence places him in Hell's Mouth, territory controlled by the Ballinger family. This mission represents Kazi's chance for personal redemption and to prove herself to the queen, who saw potential where others saw only a criminal. The Ballinger family built their empire after civilization's collapse. Their legacy began when 14-year-old Grayson Ballinger severed his finger as the only way into leadership, establishing their code: protect at all costs, offer one chance at mercy, and never apologize for survival decisions. Jace Ballinger reluctantly becomes Petrae following his father's death. An ancient tattoo across his chest, an eagle clutching a banner in a forgotten language, marks them as the First Kingdom. From their mountain stronghold, they control Hell's Mouth, a vital commercial choke point. Their family includes 78 members with defined roles. Jace's immediate family consists of his shrewd mother, Verlin, brothers Gunnar, tactical, and Mason, diplomatic, security-focused twins, Samuel and Aram, administrators Priya and Jelaine, and younger siblings Nash and Lydia in leadership training. Jace balances harsh pragmatism with calculated mercy. Threats include Cousin Paxton's schemes, attacks on Hell's Mouth, and foreign powers challenging their trade monopoly. His greatest test arrives unexpectedly, a Venden soldier whose skills will challenge Ballinger power. After Kazi holds a knife to Joss's throat, unaware he's the new Patrai, they're captured by labor hunters and chained together in the wilderness, forced to rely on each other despite mutual suspicion. Their relationship evolves from adversarial to intimate. Every task becomes a negotiation as they develop a wordless dance, learning to anticipate each other's movements. Do you suppose this could be part of making the best of it? Joss whispers beneath the stars. Their first kiss creates what Kazi calls a different world, temporary, upside down, dangerously sweet. They exchange personal stories. Joss shares Ballinger legends. Kazi teaches him about healing wish stocks. A near-death experience crossing Bone Channel during a flash flood breaks down remaining barriers. Yet both conceal truths. Kazi hides her identity as a Rothtan assassin hunting a war criminal, while Joss withholds information about family smuggling operations. Their deepening feelings exist in a fragile bubble both know cannot last. This forced journey transforms them, challenging their beliefs about justice, truth, and choosing one's path. At Torzwatch, Kazi and Joss resume their respective roles while navigating complicated feelings, she continuing her mission as his guest, he balancing leadership with his growing attachment to a potential threat. When Jaws's family discovers Kazi's companions are also Rotan, tensions rise. Kazi writes a coded letter to her queen with a golden Thanis, warning to buy time while maintaining her cover. As Kazi integrates into Ballinger life, relationships shift. Priya threatens her if she hurts Jaws, while the children embrace her warmly. Jaws's mother reveals Kazi means sweet arrowed in Kandoran, a rare arrow flying truer than others. Jaws manages external threats, suspicious fires, caravan attacks, political challenges, while wrestling with his feelings. During a labor hunter attack, he and Kazi fight together, their combat skills perfectly complementing each other. The emotional climax comes when Kazi discovers the Previsi traitors, responsible for her mother's death, have operated from the Ballinger arena for years. Their confrontation about her identity as Ten exposes their conflict's depth between duty and desire. As the story climaxes, buried secrets surface with devastating consequences. Kazi discovers that Beaufort and his scholars, whom Jossi believes are developing weapons and a fever cure, are actually fugitives. Captain Ilarion, the war criminal she's hunting, has been hiding under Joss's protection. Meanwhile, Joss identifies Zane, a former Previsi driver working for the Ballingers, as the man who abducted Kazi's mother. Through interrogation, he learns Zane was paid by someone named Devereaux, the same name Kazi stole from King Monta's note, suggesting a high-level conspiracy. When Kazi and her fellow Rahatan attempt to capture the fugitives by drugging the Ballinger's dinner, Joss reveals he anticipated their plan. The family only pretended to fall asleep, having switched the sedative with salt. During the standoff that follows, Gunnar appears with Zane, offering to trade him for their prisoners. As they journey to Venda, Joss's bitter accusation cuts deep. They violated my family's trust, made promises they never intended to keep. So tell me, how are they different from you? The journey to Venda forces both to confront painful truths. In Sentinel Valley, Jace witnesses the devastating consequences of harboring a war criminal, mass graves from 20,000 deaths in a single day. At Queen Leah's Court, Kazi saves Jace from execution by revealing how the Ballingers were manipulated with false promises and explaining that Jace's limited worldview never included trapping the Queen. The Queen offers a surprising solution. Tor's Watch could become the 13th Kingdom of the Alliance, with Jace as its legitimate ruler, fulfilling generations of Ballinger dreams, with an ambassador to monitor him. When the Queen suggests Kazi for this role, she initially refuses, believing everyone in Tor's Watch despises her. "Not everyone," Jace responds. "I love you, Kazi of Brightmist, and I will never stop loving you." Kazi finally confesses her love, Le Paviena, as they embrace. Together, they plan to confront the mysterious Devereaux behind the Ballinger attacks, combining her skills with his knowledge. Their redemption comes through mutual sacrifice, forging a path that honors both their pasts while creating a shared future.